Hey, thanks so much for listening to this message. My name is Jason, and I'm one of the ministers here at the Madison Church of Christ. It's our hope and prayer that the teaching you hear today will bless your life and draw you closer to God. If you're ever in the Madison area, we'd love for you to stop by and study the Bible with us on Sundays at 5 p.m. or Wednesdays at 7 p.m. If you have questions about the Bible or want to know more about the Madison Church, you can find us online at madisonchurch.org. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, as well as our sermons podcast, Madison Church of Christ Sermons. Thanks again for stopping by. I hope this study is a blessing to you.
All right, here we go. Preliminaries. I got to have some stuff. I asked a question the first class, I think. Our electronic media, websites, computer, are they a net positive or a net negative? I'll leave it at that. All right, demographics. Tyler, got a Bible? Steal one. Proverbs 27, 17. Demographics. How many are here? Way to go, I think. How many here are less than 25 years old? Much more than I thought. Y'all ain't 25 or less. Okay. How many people are over 40? How many people are over 60? Okay. Elders, where are our old folks? Do these folks, I would think that these people need some old folks. If nothing else, to say, I see what that guy did, and I don't like it, and I ain't going to do it that way no more. But here's an example of what we don't want to be. Or, peradventure, there is somebody that is, hate to call names, and I try to disagree with Ronnie Misseldine as much as I can, but what an example. Man, what an example. Don't tell him I said that. Who has a Bible? Better get it out. Raise them up. You got a Bible? Got a Bible? Praise the Lord for books. How about, hey, electrons count. Well, that's over there. Electrons count. Got an electronic Bible? Even I have an electronic Bible. Who was converted? I asked this, I think, last time I was there. Who was converted at age 20 or above? Not many. Not many. What does that say? We better get our kids quick. And it's hard to keep them. Most of us know. And here is the good one. Do you think living the Christian life is easy? You think it is? Elders probably think it is. Except for us worthless laity that come up and say whine to them. I think it is intensely difficult for me. It is hard. A carload of engineers were going to a meeting. No, it ain't going to be Thursdays. I was going to tell a joke. Ed May is not smiling at me. I was going to tell a joke that was very off color. This was for next time. The bride of my youth, I told it to her and I couldn't keep a straight face. She didn't like it. Nothing. It's just a joke. But carload of engineers were going to a meeting. They had a flat tire. Got out and started looking. The chemical engineer said, you know, I could develop a gas that would be self-sealing when that tire went down. Rest of them said, well, benzene brain, you ain't got it here, so that doesn't do us much good. Electrical engineer said, I could develop something to tell me if the tire was going low. And they said, well, Sparky, we've already got that. And here, look here what we got here. Mechanical engineer said, I could develop something that when the tire started going low, it would go to an alternate tire. It would lower itself down, pick the axle up, and it would change the tire all of a sudden. They said, well, flange head, we ain't got that now. So it don't do us very much good. The industrial engineer said, what's a tire? Computer engineer said, let's turn the engine off and start it and see if that fixes it. The project engineer said, we're late for a meeting, let's just drive on. They were going to a, let me find my note and my buttons. They were going to a meeting. They had an objective. They had an ambition. This is from the book we need. Is Andrew here? Good. Oh gosh. Oh, I'm not as impressed with this book as some of y'all are. So this is the time. Y'all are hitting it same two times. You had it at the men's retreat last year, so I understand. Anyway, the thing on this book, I was assigned the chapter on be ambitious about the right things. Well, seems like that chapter didn't say all that much about ambition, so I'm going to just take off on my own and see what you think. So I'm going to look at ambition. We're going to look at ambition and what about it? Ambition, is it good or bad? Can? How can it be good?
If you have the ambition to serve others in a positive way, it could be good.
Everybody have ambition to serve others? I can say I don't all the time. So maybe it ought to be my ambition. Can it be bad? Can it be bad? So generally nodding, maybe it's positive and negative. Is that right? Positive and negative. Ambition. Positive and negative. Does it help or hurt? Probably a rhetorical question. Does it do both? Do both? No. Keep your Bibles out. We're going to go through a bunch. All right. Tyler, read Proverbs 27:17.
Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another.
I request y'all's honest opinion as to whether this presentation is worth presenting at all, or did I waste your time? I would like to know. I'd like to know, not... Thank you, Andrew. I know what you're already going to say. It was awesome. It was awesome. Well, no, it ain't. It ain't always awesome. Sometimes I present something and I think, it was awesome, and it wasn't. And sometimes I present something and it was terrible, and it wasn't so bad, according to others. Is ambition needed or unneeded?
It's absolutely needed.
So, speak up. Say how.
It's needed.
How?
Well, I mean, if you don't have any ambition, then nothing would get done.
Okay. Point taken. Maybe that's why I don't get all that much done, huh? Could be. How about long-term or short-term? Do we need one long-term goal, or do we need a bunch?
Need both.
Can there be one ultimate ambition that we have?
Sure.
Is that probably the way it should be or should not be? Strategic is to win the war. Tactical is the battles you get there to win the war, right? Okay. All right. One major or many small? I think that's kind of, we discussed that just a while ago, right? All right, what were your ambitions when you were 0 to 20? What were your ambitions? And I must say, I blopped those things out quick. I don't know what that means. It probably means that I was probably not very thoughtful, but I didn't want to disappoint my parents. Or at least, when I did disappoint them, I didn't want them to find out. I didn't want to get a whooping, and there's a difference between a whipping and a whooping. E.K. knows a little bit about that, doesn't he, Dan? A whooping per the day. I accomplished that sometimes. It was rare that I didn't get a whooping, can y'all see, during a whole week. I wanted to be a pretty good old boy. I wanted to read the Bible a little bit. My parents were church going, not the Church of Christ. They were kind of church going. Well, they were a lot of church going. But Sunday was their day. You know, we'd do just about anything else the rest of the day. I wanted to have fun. I didn't want to embarrass myself in front of good old Randolph County High School. That was not always successful. I wanted to make good enough grades at Alabama to not get kicked out, not to flunk out. And I wanted to play middle linebacker for University of Alabama. But instead of growing to 6'5", I grew to 5'6", not quite probably there. And I did run a 4.4 20, but that was about as much as I could get. Okay, ambition. Definition of ambition, and I got it right here on iPhone. It's an older iPhone, but I don't care. I'm just embarrassed that I do have an iPhone, but that's the way it goes. She says I gotta have one, so I have one. Earnest desire for a type of achievement or distinction as power, honor, fame, wealth, etc. Or, example, too much ambition causes him to be disliked by his colleagues. The object stated or result desired, the crown was his ambition. Is that our ambition? Is that our ambition? Desire for work or activity. I awoke feeling tired and utterly lacking in ambition. I bet that's some of us. It's me. The verb is to seek after earnestly or to aspire to. British Dictionary, Strong Desire, World Book Dictionary, and that's got to be great because it had one of the English professors at the great University of Alabama of High London. Strong desire for success, honor, wealth, utter position. Seeking great power. Because he was filled with ambition. He worked after school and on Saturdays. Some of y'all did that. I did some. A thing for which one is strong desire. Her ambition was to be a great actress. Man, what a great ambition. We ought to all get our theology from Hollywood. Verb, be ambitious of desire, seek strongly. As in one can canvassing for votes. That is the Latin root word of that. Merriam-Webster, eager desire for social standing. We want to watch that. Social standing. Synonyms, appetite, aspiration, longing, love, desire. Less relevant. Somewhere I found whoever I was getting it said less relevant. Eager, earnestness, enterprise, lacking hunger, keenness, striving, slaying, fire in the belly, get up and go, right stuff. I thought these less relevant were about as good as those. Antonyms. Anything stand out? Any of these stand out to you? Any of these stand out?
Humility.
Antonyms. Antonyms. I hadn't even looked at humility. Okay. Not ambition. Anything stand out?
Complacency.
Huh? Complacency. Complacency? Mm-hmm. Who? Huh? Who?
Satisfaction.
Oh, another elder.
You can disregard.
I regretfully have to do it. I thought that jumped off the page to me. Jumped off the page. Let me put in a plug for Dr. Ellis and myself. I know there, you say there's a lot of good things going on in Madison, and I think probably you're right. One of the things that, as bad as I hate to say, Andrew got us cranked up on, because his father cranked him up on it, I think, is we go to Monarch Grove every Sunday. I try to get some folks that are not doing anything publicly to help me at Monarch Grove. That means give a devotional, lead a song, say a prayer, lead the Lord's Supper. I'm kind of disappointed on some folks that I think, I wonder, could do it and don't. I don't want elders, and I think I've got three elders helping me. They already do stuff. I want somebody that wants to learn how to do something publicly. That's the way it was. Those two right there went to the University of Alabama. We helped a small church, and it was the largest growth, spiritual growth I've ever had. Little bitty church, it started out, I want to say, with 10 or 12, maybe 14. I think they came and just to say, I wonder how this guy's going to mess up today. And anyway, but it was, I had to study. I learned that if I stood up in front of y'all, it wouldn't kill me. So there it goes. But how many are sitting out there coming to Sunday morning? They might come Sunday night. They really good. They come Wednesday night. But that's all you do. That's all you do. Didn't grow up in the church. So therefore, what churches of Christ believe, I look at really, really hard. And I don't agree with some of it. And if you want to know some of the things, you ask me after class. But I think a lot of us are satisfied. A lot of us lazy. We're contented with what we do. God's really lucky to have us as Christians, ain't He? Ain't He? Man, good for God. Because I might be a Christian if he'll treat me right. Yeah? Yeah. Ambition, which this chapter is on, is not found in the King James Version, the version that Jesus carried when He was on earth. It is contained two times in the upgraded King James Version. In New American Standard, 0. Young's Literal Translation, 0. NIV, which I think a lot of y'all have, 8 times. 6 of those times is linked with selfish ambition. Not a good thing about ambition. Not a good thing about ambition. And down to here, I'm not real thrilled. And I know one of my people that are judging me right now, I don't like those three. It's more of a paraphrase. I like the standard ones. I can point you to problems with every one of these, including the King James. Every one of these I have a problem with. But if you add up all these, I think you get to 25. 22 of those times where ambition is actually recorded in the Bible, English word ambition, 22 of those times is selfish ambition. Not what you want. Not what you want. I looked in concordances, and I just wrote some of this down for mine. Strong's doesn't have it. Young's doesn't have it. As a matter of fact, incidentally, that's my edition, 1979. It was compiled in 1879. Of course, it used one of the old versions. Used one of King James or American Standard Version, the 1901 American Standard Version. Cruden's Concordance doesn't have it. Baker's Dictionary of Theology doesn't have it. The English word doesn't have the English word. I just got it. I'm a you know, God's lucky to have me too. I went to a lectureship last week, and in one of the stores, the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, five volumes, was for $20. I almost got it, but I thought that my trophy wife might leave me, so I didn't get it. International, written, compiled, edited, put together in 1939. My edition is 1978. A great version. Very, I don't even know if you want to say conservative. It's just blunt. There it is. Here's why they don't like Genesis. Here's why they do. Here's why some say that the flood didn't cover the whole earth. Here's why they say it did. It had it. Ambition. Follow to me, oh my, may I. Is that right? Where's Turner? The other Turner. The not as smart a Turner as this one. Richard, he knows how to pronounce that word. To be strong, desire earnestly, make one's aim, etc., etc. In Romans 15:20, look it up. It has being ambitious to bring up good tidings. Good tidings, that's what Paul wants to preach. 2 Corinthians 5:9. Austin, 2 Corinthians 5:9. Hey, if I call on you and I miss your name, so what? You miss my name too. 1 Thessalonians 4:11. Elder May.
What's my name?
Elder May.
What's my name?
Bubba. I know that because I have complained. Ed?
It's not Ed.
Why not? Well, let's call you Ed from now on. These three times, read 1 Corinthians 15:20. Isn't that, go.
It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation.
Paul wants to, his ambition is to preach the gospel. What version? Christians, NIV, okay. 2 Corinthians 5:9, Austin.
Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him.
Our aim could be ambition. Dr. Ed, 1 Thessalonians 4:11.
Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands just as we told you.
Okay. Suck it up and do what you're supposed to. Take care of yourself. What version's that?
NIV.
What version is yours, Austin?
New King James.
Okay. These are not, if you look it up, these come, the ISBE comes from the American Standard Edition of the 1901. So it's the American Standard. And on a while ago, I said that it said zero. But if you look in the margins, it does have ambition in the New American Standard. It has it in the margins, not in the text. So it can be used as ambition. Okay, let's see where we're at. We've just read from Romans, NIV, let me turn to it. In the real authorized version, Romans 15:20 says, in this King James, this is King James. I have strived for something. What did he strive for? I've strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. Strong's, King James version of strive, Greek philotimeomai, is the compound word of phylos, meaning friend, dear friend. To time means valuables, esteemed of the highest honor. Honor. No, I didn't misspell it. That's really, I looked that thing four times. That's really the way they spell it. Precious, prized, strong, from young to esteem as an honor. So that's what strive means from the Greek word. Philippians 3:13. in Philippians 3:13. Philippians 3:13. Actually, go ahead and look at it. I already beat you there. Chapter 3:13-14, it says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to those things which are before. I press," King James, "I press," where am I at? I reach forth. Same word for ambition means to stretch oneself, to stretch oneself forward upon. Paul says, "I press toward." What is he pressing toward, Paul? The ultimate goal. Ultimate goal. So press toward is this word, dioko, which means to pursue by implication, to follow after, persecution, press forward. Paul is persecuting this. Paul is persecuting this calling, the ultimate goal. What do you think his ultimate goal is?
Be with God.
Do what?
Be with God.
Be with God. Where are you going to be with God? I think ultimate in heaven. So Paul is pressing toward the goal. Strong's, I think I just put that up. Does it anything jump out at you at that definition? What? Anything jump out at you? What's it? Robert? Is it Robert? Yeah, that's my second guess. Anything jump out at you?
Suffer.
Somewhere up there. Suffer. If I tear this up, I don't care. Anything else? Orange shirt, way in the back. Ooh, ding, 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 ding. All right, it jumped out at me too. The murder of Stephen. You think Stephen was persecuted? I think he was. Here's the historical account, 6 through 6, chapter 6 through 15. That's the historical thing. He is giving the history of basically Israel. 757 through 8:1, he's the history of his death. History of his death. In 8 chapter 1, it's this word, dioko. Am I pronouncing that right, Andrew? 22, 1 through 6, is Paul giving an account of it. Verse 4, dioko. Dioko. What do you think about that? Anything? Not enough information? How does Paul put it? Tim, thank you for coming. I've known Tim, way too long, right?
That's too long.
Yep. Acts 22, verse 4. I want you to be nice to Tim because I'm not nice to him, so y'all be nice to him. Acts 22, 4. Okay. Stay and we'll let you get to go down to 26, 11. 1 Corinthians 15, 9. Doctor, can you look through Philippians 3, 6. Philippians 3, 6. Person with a cap. I know you. What's your name?
Rob.
Yeah, Rob and Patrick and Ed and Rufus. Okay, Acts 22, 4. Read it.
I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison.
26:11. I'll cut to the chase. Paul's telling how he's persecuted again. 1 Corinthians 15:9. Who's had that? Go.
For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
Philippians 3:6. I forgot who. Philippians 3:6. Go.
As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for righteousness, based on the law, faultless.
Persecuted. All to the same word. That he is persecuting the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal, which is to be with God. Maybe here. Most likely here, but especially for heaven. Especially for heaven. Turn to Philippians. Everybody turn to Philippians 3:14. The same thing. Well, just have it there. I'm not going to read it again. This word is the same that Paul uses when he or the writer of Acts, Luke, are relating his former pre-Christian life. All of these verses are persecuting. They are persecuting. That is their goal. When you are, you want documentation to go kill somebody, and you leave your home and go do it, I'd say that's ambition. You have ambition to destroy the church, to persecute the church. You are persecuting the church. Paul, did I say, was persecuting the church. What were your ambitions between age 20 and age 40? Well, I still wanted to have fun. And I didn't think it was too late for me to play middle linebacker if I could get genetically inclined and go faster than a sundial. I wanted to make good enough grades to graduate from Alabama. It'd have been mighty embarrassing if I'd have come home and said, well, they kicked me out, which they came kind of close to doing at one time. Thank you. I want to thank y'all boys from University of Alabama for helping me get almost kicked out. I wanted a car. Y'all, you have a car? You have a car? You got a car?
Yes, sir.
I didn't. And I wanted one in the worst way. I wanted a Boss 302 Mustang. And if it had a 351 in it, all the better. Four speed, four on the floor, I could swap them cobs. Because I had learned in the old farm truck with three on the column in there. So I wanted a car in the worst way. Well, I didn't get one until I was out of school. I wanted to not get fired from that great job that I thought I wouldn't be there any more than 5 years at, so I could keep that car. My payment to that car, brand spanking new sucker, was how much? $171 a month, 3 years. Consider God, I want to read a Bible all the way through. You ever read the Bible all the way through? I hope most of you have. Probably not the best way to study the Bible, but at least you're in the Word. At least you're in there. So I think I finally got through it several years after being converted, around age 30. I wanted to date pretty girls, and once I finally made the plunge of what in the world have I gotten myself into, I wanted to stay married. Is ambition the same as goal?
Yes.
How so?
So I may be flipping the script on you, but I really like...
Thank you very much.
I really like the greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And then your neighbor as yourself. And I'm very interested to see what your goals are going to be 62
years. Well, I think I'm maybe... What time is it? Yeah, that may be next week.
May have to come back.
And I'm sorry that you might have to come back. You know.
For me, ambition is not.
Yeah, I disagree.
Okay, all right, we got that disagreement. Get up there and hit him.
For me, ambition is what drives you to get to the goal. Yeah. So for me, the goal is your end result, getting to heaven. As we've said already in class, ambition is being the good Christian that we're supposed to be to get there. Something like that.
Yes, sir. I know you. Romania. Let's go to Romania. I've been to Romania. I like it. I know your wife. What a woman. I'm sorry. I'll repent. Just as I am. Go.
I think ambition is the goal, because the whole point of
living our lives is to grow closer to God, to build that relationship with God. We try our best to have perfection. We're never going to reach that goal. So we have to become comfortable with that process of continually trying to get closer to the goal, knowing that we're never going to truly attain it while we're here on earth. While we're here on earth, it's the trying and not giving up and being focused on where you want to go, knowing that it doesn't end until it's over.
Class is over. That says it. Salute. Okay. Good. Think about it. Is it? Is it not? How does ambition relate to your basic value? Vic, got a comment?
So the principles on which you govern your life need to align with what your ambition is. So when you've chosen, you know, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you, when you've made that your ambition, you align everything in your life to go toward that purpose.
Do you think, does anybody, is not Vic, Vic's already spoke, so I don't know if he can speak again. Is that possible? Do you know anybody that does that? Anybody does that? I mean, I guess all the time is too dogmatic of a statement, so I'm going to answer, I don't think anybody does it all the time. Maybe not even Paul. Maybe not even Paul. You know people that you wish you could do, align all of your activities towards the ambition of God, God, heaven, Christianity? How does ambition relate to your Christian worldview? World is a key word here. We're in the world. We are in the world. So how does it relate to the world? You're in the world. If Christianity, as it is in some places, as a matter of fact, I have been to one of those places, maybe two, just dropping names here, but that it's illegal to be a Christian. If it was illegal here, would you get convicted? Would there be enough evidence to say convicted? Well, he goes on Sunday morning, and look, he's here, and he is under 25. He is here on Wednesday night. Philippians 1:17, information about ambition. Remember, most of these versions we have don't have ambition as the English word. But the ambition, but things that could be construed as ambition, proclaim. Philippians 1:17, English Standard Version says, proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition. Philippians 2:3, do nothing though out of selfish ambition. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom. Isn't that what you said, Tim? Was that your verse a while ago? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will take care of itself. Well, I have read where Christians are killed. Christians, not Christian in name only, but Christians are killed. Christians are killed. You ever read the story of Perpetua? What did I do? Matthew 16:26, King James. What profits a man if he gain the whole world but lose his own soul? How often do we think about that verse? 1 Timothy 6, 1 through 8. Everybody turn there. We're going to read that. And I guess it's probably going to be the end. 1 Timothy 6, 1 through 8. 1 Timothy 6. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of honor. Correct spelling of honor. That the name of God and His doctrine not be blasphemed. Does that sound like a goal? Does that sound like an ambition? And let them that believe and have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit, the teaching the things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, not but doting, or he is sick about questions and strife of words, whereof becomes envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt mind and destitute of the truth, supposing that gaining God is godliness. From such withdraw yourself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. That verse 5, that gain is godliness. I thought that fit in with ambition. All right. We will start there next week. I think that is quarter till, and we must go to the Holy Assembly. Right, Ed? Right. Thank y'all.